Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Tina Bachmeyer, your host this morning, and I'm joined in the studio with Megan Bozak, the Community Affairs Director for the City of Sitka. Good morning, Megan.
Morning.
And Keith Brady, the Municipal Administrator for the City of Sitka. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
And they are here because tonight there is a town hall meeting happening. So, Megan, can you tell us a little bit about what's happening this evening?
Sure. Tonight we have our town hall meeting to continue discussion on the proposals received in regards to the Sitka Community Hospital request for proposal. So the doors open tonight at 5 p.m. And all of the information about the different proposals will be around the Harrigan Centennial Hall Auditorium. So folks can have plenty of time to walk in, have some refreshments, take a seat, and the meeting will begin at 6 o'clock. It will be a facilitated meeting. We'll start doing work in small groups, looking at the three proposals, asking what we like about them, what we don't like about them, and then if there's questions that are still remaining. And after that component, they will be an open forum, so folks will have a chance to grab a mic and say what they need to say.
And how did this project start? Like, what's been happening with this project?
So it seemed to start about, two, three years ago when the hospital asked for $1 million or they'll close their doors in 10 days. And so that was a big shock, I believe, to the assembly. And so that's really what started the discussion that got us to this point with the RFP process and really throwing out there. There's partnership, there's management, there's acquisition, there is affiliation. And the assembly just wanted to make sure that no stone was left unturned in going through this process to see what's out there and how can we help the hospital and ourselves and healthcare in Sitka.
And what have both of your roles been in this whole process? Megan, do you want to start?
I think my role specifically has been in helping with logistics and making sure that everything is set up and coordinated for tonight, making sure that our website, thecityofsitka.com, has information on all three proposals and the information for tonight's meeting, as well as Facebook, making sure that the public knew that this meeting was happening. So really just trying to get everyone who has a strong opinion on this or any opinion at all to come and share it, because assembly members will be at the meeting and they will be listening. So make sure to come tonight.
And Keith?
Yeah, my role was, the direction I received from the assembly was to put the RFP together in coordination with our municipal attorney, Brian Hansen, and really just facilitate the process to get to the point where we're at right now. So we had three phases. One was to receive the proposals. Next phase was to move to the refined proposals and oral presentations, which we had last Monday, and then move into a decision, which will be next Tuesday. And just as a reminder for everyone, this decision by the assembly is not one that will be the end of it. It's really going into phase three, into negotiations, if that's what the assembly chooses.
And what do you hope will come out of tonight?
Really, tonight is a listening session for the assembly members to hear from the public. Like what Megan said, the good, the concerns, and anything else that the citizens of Sitka have to say about what's going on with the hospital and the proposals.
And if someone can't make it tonight, is there a way for their voice still to be heard?
It's a great question. There is. Always you can reach out to your assembly members. The easiest way probably is through email, and that is assembly@cityofsitka.org. is the best email to reach all of them at once.
And what are these three? So we're talking about these three proposals. What can you give us a little bit about each of them?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. We have Sitka Jet, which was a strict real estate purchase with a lease back. So they would purchase the land and the building. Quorum Health had two options. One was a 5-year management agreement. And the other option was to help facilitate the merger with Search. And then Search's proposal had three different options. One was an $8.3 million buyout with building lease for 5 years. Or option two was 22 years payments to the city of $700,000. And option three was a just straight $9 million buyout of the business.
So kind of a different, a combination of all the options moving forward. And the facilitator that's coming in from Seattle, you mentioned, how did you find this facilitator for this event?
So we wanted to make sure that through this process, because it's a hot topic, and we wanted to make sure that whoever was coming in would be not perceived as biased in this whole procedure. And so we looked in Juneau and we looked in Ketchikan, in Seattle, and we were able to find someone. What's his last name?
Kurt O'Brien.
And he seems very adept at facilitating. And also he's also in the hospital industry, which really helps him understand what we're looking at right now.
Very cool. And Megan, you mentioned earlier that you had been a part of town hall meetings that had happened last year around this topic. So how did those meetings inform what's going to happen this evening?
So last summer we had two town halls about kind of healthcare in general and what the Sitka community wanted out of healthcare. There was a whole lot of work that was done, lots of attendees, which was really great, and really prioritized kind of the key functions that we need in healthcare, you know, access to specialty care, long-term care, mental health care, all of those sorts of things. There was a list that was really created, and again, a lot of hard work went into that. And so we'll be using that as kind of a jumping off platform tonight, you know, revisiting those priorities and are they still fit. I think the assembly has kept them in mind as we've gone through this process, and so it'll just be an opportunity to continue that work and make sure that these proposals, whichever is decided, is in line with that.
And why do you both think it's important to have this town hall meeting, to have a place for the voice of people of Sitka?
Well, I think with any process, especially with the government, there should be openness and transparency. And this is, and that's just what this is. It's a way for the citizens to voice their thoughts on what's going on right now. And for the assembly really to just hear and not debate the citizens, but hear from them. Mm-hmm.
I think it's important because it's a platform that offers different opportunities for public comment. So not everybody likes to just go and stand in front of a mic. It can be very, make your nerves come out and can be really exhausting. So a lot of people prefer to do small work in groups. So we try and accommodate as many folks as possible.
Yeah, we heard some, I've heard some concerns about the town hall, how it's not really going to be a town hall. But it really is, like Megan said, we're offering the small group for those who don't like the big speaking in front of people. But after the small group table work that we have, it's going to be open to anyone else who wants to say anything as basically like an open mic forum.
And what would you say to someone who maybe doesn't really understand what's happening but cares about healthcare?
I would say come at 5 o'clock. Again, that's at the Harrigan Centennial Hall Auditorium. And make sure that you're informed. Make sure you know what each proposal is offering before you make comment. I think that's really important, and that's our job as citizens. We all care about healthcare. We want the best that we can get, but we have to be informed on our comments. So again, all of the proposals will be posted throughout the auditorium and be available at the tables. You'll have an hour to get acquainted with those, and then the meeting will kick off at 6.
And I think also what's important is the city on their website, that's cityofsitka.com, has the proposals online with a report from the consultants that we've hired that you can be informed. And so if you can't make it tonight, definitely go to our website and find out the information that's there, read it over, and email your comments to the assembly.
Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
No, just really welcome all who want to come tonight. I look forward to hearing from the people that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. So again, town hall doors open at 5, meeting starts at 6. Our next meeting, August 28th, which is a Tuesday, it's a regular assembly meeting, but there will only be this one item on the agenda, and that's to see which proposal goes to the next round and starts negotiations for agreement. So these are the two upcoming healthcare meetings.
Thank you both so much for being here this morning.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Tina.